Looks like I'll have to tie you up in the backyard.
But I had business to tend to. Papa, look.
What is it, Miss Picklepriss?
Sometimes I think you have turned stone blind. You never even noticed my new dress.
I thought it was a show costume.
Show costume? Papa, why is it you never even notice what I have on? A painting series mine to me. You just walk around like a mule with blinders on, not seeing or caring.
No, never mind that now. T.T.
Yes, sir?
I need some help down at my store. My porter failed me again. I wonder if you or Honey could help me out next week.
I will if I can, sir, Mr. Adams. What days would be convenient for you?
Say, Wednesday afternoon.
Now, Mr. Adams, that's one afternoon I promised to work for Mr. Finney, sir. Now, I can't promise anything, Mr. Adams, but if Mr. Finney changes his mind about needing me, I'll work for you, sir.
How about you, Honey?
I ain't got the time.
I'll be so glad when the war is over and you bigoted, worthless niggers get back to work. And furthermore, you serve me. Hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well, I better go back down to the store now and get my nose back down to the grindstone. You stay home, Frankie.
First of all, called Honey a nigger. Is Honey a nigger?
Be quiet now, John Henry. Honey, I got a good mind to shake you till you spit. Not saying sir to Mr. Adams and acting so impudent.
T.T. said sir enough for a whole crowd of niggers. But for folks that call me nigger, I got a real good nigger razor. No, don't touch it, Butch. It's sharp, liable to hurt yourself.
Put up that razor, Satan. I worry myself sick over you. You're going to die before your appointed span.
My knees, I'm so tensed up. My nerves been scraped with a razor. Money's loan me a dollar.
I ain't handing you no dollar.